Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Bromwitz, and today we will be beginning the second chapter in Maseches Sota. We will be learning Perek Beis, Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. Mishnah Aleph says, Hayamevi es minchasa. So they took the carbon, the mincha of the Sota, so they brought it besoch kfifa mitzris. It was brought in a, what's called an Egyptian basket. Vinosna ayadeha, and they put it on her hands, they let her carry it so that she should get tired out, which, as we already said, was to break down her resistance and hopefully she'd confess and avoid the whole messy process. All minchas, all flower sacrifices, started and ended in one of the utensils of the temple. But this one starts in the Egyptian basket and ends in one of the temple vessels. Kol ha-menachos te'unos shemen v'levona. All other flower sacrifices required oil and frankincense. V'zo eino te'una lo shemen v'lo levona. But this one took neither oil nor frankincense because it was brought for an unseemly purpose. It was not made nice with those additions. Kol ha-menachos bo'os min ha-chitin, all other flour sacrifices were brought from wheat, v'zo bo min ha-se'orim, and this was brought from barley. Min ha-se'omer afa pi she'bo min ha-se'orim hi ha-yisa bo geresh. The omer sacrifice, which was a carbon mincha, even though it was also barley, it was brought finely ground. V'zo ba kemach, and this one was only ground regular level of it was more coarse. Rav Gamliel Omer, k'shem shemaseha maseh behema, kach karbana maicho behema. Rav Gamliel said that just like the sota's actions were like those of an animal, similarly her sacrifice is fit to be animal feed. Let's take a look in the Bartonuro. Haya mevi, that her sacrifice was brought. Who brought it? Habal, the husband. Be kfifa mitzris, it was brought in an Egyptian basket. Salasoi mitzuri hadekel, minzaradim hagedolim sevivas hadekel. So it was brought from some type of plant that grew near a palm tree. So that's what this basket was made out of. And as far as why it's called an Egyptian basket, we had discussed previously that the Egyptian rope, because her deeds were like the indiscretions of Egypt, which was the country that they had left. Kedei leyaga, this was done in order to tire her out. Shetivade, v'lo yimcha Hashem al hamayim. The reason that we want her to get tired out is so that if she's worn down and confesses, then there's no need to erase God's name as part of the sota process. Ulamanda amar shebetchila haya mashka oso barakachach mevi minchasa. But what about the opinion that says that first she drank and the sacrifice was brought after? So at that point the name has already been erased. Nevertheless, afal pi shenimcha hashem, even though the name has already been erased, miyage kdei shetivade v'lo tamus misa menuvelas, that we still want her to confess, even if the name has already been erased, because if she's guilty, then it's a pretty nasty death that goes with it. But she doesn't get that if she confesses. So that's the reason for this regardless. Sha'afal pi shenimchaka ha-megila im amra temea ani eina shose. Because even though the scroll has already been erased, if she says, I'm guilty, then they don't make her drink. So all other sacrifices, tchilas and vasofen b'chli shares, the mincha would be brought in a temple utensil. Lav b'chli shares mamash kamar, we don't literally mean a temple vessel. She'en adam mevi minchaso mitoch beiso b'chli shares, because a person doesn't bring it from his house in a temple vessel. Ebakaltos shel kesef v'shel zahav she'hem ru'uyim l'chli shares, but they were brought in utensils of silver and gold, which were fit to be temple vessels. Unlike this, which was brought in this woven basket that could not have been used in the temple service. Kol ha-menachos te'unos shemen v'levona. All other mincha sacrifices required oil and frankincense. B'gemara parach. The Gemara asks the following question. V'ha'ika Minchas Choted, Chsiv Ba, Lo Yosim Aleha, Shemen V'lo Yiten Aleha Levona. So we know about a sinner's sacrifice, which was also brought for an unseemly reason, that that was also not made nice with oil and frankincense. V'chein ha'tninan, Kol ha'menachos bo's chitin. And furthermore, our Mishnah says, hey, all sacrifices are brought from wheat, Kasha, this is also difficult. Because the Omer was also brought from barley. In fact, that's even mentioned in our Mishnah. So the Gemara answers that these clauses in our Mishnah are not meant to be learned in a vacuum. They're actually interdependent, and this is what it is. Call Hamenachos to Uno Shemen Levona. All Mincha sacrifices have oil and frankincense. Ba'osan She'eno to Uno Shemen Levona. Bos minachitin, and those few that don't are brought from wheat. Ubo soles, and are finally ground. Minchas chote, and a sacrifice from a sinner, afal pi, she'eno to una shem levona, even though that one doesn't have oil and frankincense, bo chitim ubo soles. It's still brought wheat, and it's still brought finely ground. Minchas haomer, afal pi, she'bo minchas haorin, to una shem levona, and the mincha of the Omer, even though that was barley, still had oil and frankincense. So we see that the sota is unique in that it's barley, and it's not finely ground, and it doesn't have frankincense and oil. And the exception to one rule doesn't make an exception to the other rules. The sota is the only one that's an exception to every rule. Okay, that's Mishnah Aleph. Let's move right on to Mishnah Beis. Hayamevi Pioli Shacheres Chadasha, they would bring a new earthenware cup. Venosin Latoka Chatse Lug Mayim in Hakior. And they put half a lug, which is a measure of volume, of water from the Kior into it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Revius. And Rabbi Yehuda said they put a Revius, which is half the amount of the first opinion or Mishnah. Keshem Shemamad Biksav, Kach Mamad Bemayim. He feels that just like they minimize the writing that they do in the scroll, as we'll see further on in the Mishnah, they also minimize the amount of water that was used. Nichnas Lehecha, Ufanali Mino. And they would enter the Hecha and they'd turn right. Umakam Hayasham, Ama A Ama. And there was a place there, an Ama, in each direction, which is about 18 inches square. Vitavla Shoshayish, Vitaba Hayasa Kavuaba. And it was a tablet of marble, and there was a ring fixed into it. Ukeshahu magbia nota afar mitachteha v'nosin k'dei shiyera al hamayim. And they would lift it up, and they would take enough dirt from under it that it should be visible on the surface of the water. Shine amar, as the pasuk tells us, umina afar asher yeh bakarka hamishkan, from the dirt that will be on the floor of the mishkan. Yikach haKohen v'nosin al hamayim. The Kohen shall take, and he shall put on the water. Let's look in the Bartonuro. Hayamevi. So they brought a cup. Who brought it? HaKohen. That's who brought the cup. So the husband brought the carbon, but the Kohen brought the cup. Piale kosh b'loshen yavani. So it's translating the word. It's the Greek word for a cup. So they would take water min hakior, from the basin in the temple, the chsiv, mayim kedoshim, tells us to use holy water. Ve'ein kedoshim, elashin is kadshu b'kli. The only holy water is water that's been sanctified in the vessel. So Rabbi Yehuda feels that we minimize the water just like we minimize the writing in the scroll. Kishem shemamayit. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda, b'ksav ha-megillah. Rabbi Yehuda feels that we minimize the writing in the scroll, the Kaman b'mesnisan, as we'll see later on in the Mishnah, kachamayit kan. He also feels we minimize here. Ve'en halachak Rabbi Yehuda. But spoiler, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Makam hayasham, there was a place there. Nikar mitoch shar rizpas hahechel. It was distinguished, it was visible among the rest of the hechel's floor. V'tabat kavuaba, and there was a ring fixed into it. V'achuza b'tabasa v'hagbia mishar haritzpa. So you could grab hold of the ring and lift it up from the rest of the floor. Shehi kula ba'avnei shesh. Because the whole thing was made of marble slabs. So this one came up from the rest of the floor. Kadeshi Uriya, and he would sprinkle water so that it should be visible. Tzarach shi'itein ba shir shi'hei nira v'nikar alpnei hamayim. You had to put enough dirt or dust on the surface of the water so that it should be visible. V'nasin al hamayim, place it on top of the water. Midiloksiv benosan bimayim. The pasuk doesn't tell us to put it in the water. It tells us to put it on the water. Ela al hamayim. So it says on the water. Mashma shelo yehei nivla betochan. So we see that it's not meant to be absorbed into it. So you don't stir it in. You have to sprinkle it on top. Okay, that's the end of Mishnah Beis. Join us tomorrow when we continue with Mishnah Yis Gimel and Daled.